We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
It is a beautiful spring day here in New York. The birds are taken to the sky. Bunnies are taken to the field. Fox got taken to the cleaners.
Let's start with some breaking news. Apparently, widespread lying and deceit may have some consequences.
And we are back with our breaking news coverage. Just as opening statements were set to begin in what was going to be a historic trial, Dominion Voting Systems suing Fox for defamation, lawyers on both sides reached a settlement, an absolutely enormous settlement. A lawyer for Dominion announced that Fox would be paying Dominion $787,500,000.
It's going to take a lot of reverse mortgage ads to pay that one off. That's...
$787 million, that is a ton of money. I'm glad there's some accountability here, but still, I'm pretty disappointed we're not going to get a trial, because all the Fox anchors would have been forced to testify. It would have been like the Seinfeld finale, but instead of soup Nazis, it's just...
Come on in. I caught the show this morning.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you. Thanks.
Can I just need to check a few boxes?
Sure, sure. Okay, so this is embarrassing, but just for the record and just so we have it, you are not and have never been a member of the Nazi Party of the United States, have you? Come on, Tom, are you serious? Nope. Thank you. Sorry to have to even ask. And, oh yes, the Hitler dog thing. Okay, the dog thing's bull. Great, I thought so. Different spelling. Okay, different spelling?
Yeah.
Okay, and this other one that came up, just to fend this off, have you ever read Mein Kampf?
Yeah, a couple times, I guess.
Couple times? Are there Easter eggs in there you didn't get the first time?
Look, I'm interested in that period of history, Tom, okay? I skimmed it.
Skimmed, yeah, thank you. And what specifically do you find interesting about that period of history?
The scale, the tragedy.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and which tragedies specifically?
Europe decimated. 7 million Germans, 20 million Russians, 5 million Poles.
Yeah. Just checking the till here, Mark, and it seems you're short a few million.
I got some bad news, folks, because reportedly Fox News will not have to acknowledge on air that it told lies about Dominion in the wake of the 2020 election. Boo what they said. Boo, sir. Boo, I say. And I guess it's satisfying, I mean, for Dominion, that Rupi had to fork over a pile of cash, but that does nothing for our democracy. What we need is Fox News personalities who look straight into the camera, admit that they lied over and over again about the 2020 election. And then hurl themselves into Mount Doom. Fox was quick to release a statement, semi-acknowledging that something kind of, sort of, maybe happened. It said, you know what, I'll let our friend Jake Tapper attempt to read it.
This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. We are hopeful that our sorry.
Oh, don't apologize, Jake. It's hilarious.
They're already lying in their statement about lying.
So they got to cough up a lot of cash, and Fox News has been exposed as a gang of cretinous liars, which is why yesterday Fox tried to do some damage control ahead of time with this full-page ad in the New York Times boasting, "Trusted now more than ever." Really? Really?
This morning I was wondering how Fox News was going to cover this story about themselves. So I went on. Oh, you know already? Well, I didn't know. I went on their website, and this is what they had on the homepage at 7:30 a.m. here in L.A. We got parking garage collapse in New York. We got something about the Pentagon leaker. A youth wrestler sucker punched his opponent. That was big. Afghanistan, a fight between the Guardian Angels and AOC, labeled claws out. A survivor contestant died. Cheerleaders in the hospital after a road raid incident. Jane Seymour looking good at 72. Home Depot worker shot. Same Afghanistan story again. I want nothing about the huge payment for lying to their viewers. I don't know, maybe it's in the tiny little stories. Can we zoom in on those? Dana Perino has a podcast. Cool. Tucker Carlson investigates influencers who want you to eat bugs. And what? And something about retirement. No mention of the settlement. What an oversight that is. Man, oh, man, is Rupert Murdoch going to be mad when he finds out about this? I also want to say nice going to Dominion. We naively thought this was about making Fox News take responsibility for destroying their reputation, because that's what they told us it was about. But no, they took the money instead, which means the liars who knowingly misled their oatmeal brain viewers and seriously damaged our democracy don't have to say anything about it at all. No apologies, no testimony. They can go right back to sodomizing the country while Dominion and their lawyers go shopping for yachts, I guess. Good work, Dominion. Thank you very much. I hope you can sail far enough away to get the next time Donald Trump loses the vote in Booger County, USA, you won't be around to experience him.
Since Fox is going to have to pay nearly $1 billion, they'll need to implement cost-cutting measures. Sadly, they have to fire Brian Kilmeade's reading tutor. Jeanine Pirro has to switch to the cheap box of wine. Development on a third Ducey has been halted. They're going to have to switch from Jesse Waters to Tap Waters. And, of course, they're going to have to put down Sean Hannity.
It's not clear if insurance will cover some of Fox's liability. Of course, Fox has to have liability insurance to ensure their ability to lie. I don't know who would insure them. Maybe frauders. We are frauders insuring Fox was dum-dum-dum.
What about, you know, our faith in democracy? Yeah. There are people who will not trust elections for the rest of their lives. And I have to talk to those people. I'm going to be arguing with them at Trump rallies every 4 years for the rest of my life. And you know what? I'm not naive. I didn't expect this lawsuit to restore our country's faith in elections. But I was at least hoping to get a couple weeks of joy out of seeing Sean Hannity up there on the stand, sweating through his shirt like a beach manatee. Would that have saved democracy? I don't know, but it would have been nice to see. But we're not going to get any of that. They don't even have to apologize on air. And frankly, we deserve that. Bare minimum. Yes, you deserve that. And you know what? If the settlement won't give it to you, then I shall.
Before we go tonight, we want to say
we're sorry
to Dominion
and to the American people. We here at Fox News
lied to you
about the 2020 election.
Repeatedly and consistently.
We admit that we are guilty
of amplifying those voices.
Insane people like this guy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell.
A guy like this is given a platform.
Because we want to make sure
when you're watching Fox News,
it will make you dumber.
My original, my slippers are back in stock.
Please take us off
television before we
allow these crooks
to turn our country into
dumps, big, massive dumps.
This might not even be the end of the cash party for Dominion here. They're also suing conservative networks OANN and Newsmax, conspiracy lawyer Sidney Powell, and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell for $1.3 billion. I don't think Lindell has that kind of cash on hand. He's going to have to change his name and flee to Mexico to start MiPillo. Hola. My name is Miguel Pio. This is my bride, Maria Memory Foam. Burrito Taco Extra Guac. Dominion also has a defamation case against Rudy Giuliani, also for $1.3 billion. That's a lot, man. They are suing Rudy for everything he's got, which at this point, I believe, is a stolen CVS shopping cart full of empty Merlot bottles and a jar full of spare teeth. Fox News isn't even off the hook yet, either. You see, they're also being sued for all their election lies for $2.7 billion by a voting machine company called Smartmatic. And we already know Fox is afraid of this one. For proof, look at former Fox host Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is named as a defendant in this one. And just one day after the Smartmatic suit was filed, Fox Business canceled Lou Dobbs' show.
Newly disclosed messages from some of the biggest stars and executives at Fox News show that what they said and communicated in private contrasted what they told their viewers, and repeatedly.
Host Tucker Carlson sent a text message to another Fox employee saying he can't wait until he can stop covering Trump, adding, quote, "I hate him passionately."
And now, if another TV personality was ever as hypocritical as Tucker Carlson.
C is for cookie, I hate passionately. C is for cat poop, that's how they taste to me. C is for Carlson, C, both Tucker and me are monsters who like to stay on TV.
Big breaking news in media. Big business story, big media story, big political story. Fox News announcing Tucker Carlson is out, effective immediately.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News? Oh my God. Does this mean Fox News has gone woke?
That's right. Fox News has severed bow ties with Tucker Carlson after all these years. They are parting ways, which means he was fired.
What are we going to do without Tucker? Who else is going to tell us when M&Ms aren't anymore, you know? You know what would be really funny, though? If they replaced him at 8 p.m. with the new green M&M, that would be pretty funny. The decision was apparently so sudden that, according to the New York Times, Tucker Carlson was given no heads up that his time as Fox News is drawn to an end. The anchor was told of the network's decision on Monday morning. And the announcement from Fox was so stunning, even the network's own anchors seemed caught off guard when they read the official statement on the air today in what felt like a decree from state television and some sort of weird cult-like dictatorship.
We have some news from within our Fox family. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday. And starting tonight, Fox News Tonight will air live at 8 p.m. Eastern. It will be an interim show with rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named. We want to thank Tucker Carlson for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a long-term contributor.
Wow, I've seen more convincing reads on North Korean state TV. Tucker didn't even get a farewell show. Fox really knows how to disappear someone. I'm shocked they didn't just go with this as their statement. Tucker Carlson is not now and has never been employed by this network. We don't know who that is, and we've never even heard the name. Tune in tonight at 8 p.m. for our nightly newscast, hosted, as always, by Fox News stalwart, white blonde lady, blue dress.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe that a network that's so opposed to gender-affirming surgery just cut off their own dick. Now, apparently, Tucker was forced out by Rupert Murdoch, which is pretty ironic. Tucker spent so many years saying that Mexican people were coming to take our jobs away. Turns out he should have been worrying about Australians. And we still don't know exactly what led Rupert Murdoch to fire his network's biggest star, but reportedly he was concerned over Carlson's conspiracy theories about January 6th. So let this be a lesson to everybody. If you try to topple America's democracy, you can stay on TV for 2 more years, and that's it. Whatever the reason was, Tucker's firing is going to leave a huge white power vacuum at Fox.
Tucker couldn't be reached for comment. He's already on a plane to Moscow to meet with his manager. But what a shock. I mean, what an absolutely delightful shock this is. They say Rupert Murdoch made this decision himself. This is more like an episode of Succession than last night's episode of Succession.
Wow. Okay. You see a way back for our phenomenally lucrative and influential news operation. You gonna save that?
Yeah, it's...
Thanks, bro.
It's fine, but the graph is horrible.
Well, look, we're just... Honestly, we're concerned about the fit, about your vision. We stand to lose a lot of value if you screw it up, so
nope.
It's complicated.
It's not complicated. I've seen it. It's a lot of yelling. Small men, big veins.
Fat wallets.
Sure, but long term, I don't think news for angry old people works.
So you heard there. Tucker's last show was Friday, April 21st, which means, and this is totally real, that what I'm about to show you is his final segment as a Fox News anchor.
We'll be back. By the way, the entire episode of Let Them Eat Bugs, not quite as good as pizza, streaming now on Fox Nation. Use the promo code ORIGINALS for 30 days free. And we'll be back on Monday.
No, you won't. Turns out even that was a lie. Truly amazing, though. His last segment on TV was not a rousing monologue or a grand farewell, but a reminder to watch a special report, I guess, about eating bugs, which apparently is a problem now. That sounds like how you get fired. Rupert Murdoch calls you up and says, "Aye, Tucker, eat bugs, you." And this is all such a fitting end for Tucker because he was always terrified that he'd lose his show after getting canned at two other cable networks, CNN and MSNBC. And he was specifically afraid that Donald Trump would be the one to destroy him, which is why Tucker spent so much time spoon-feeding Trump's bull to his viewers, despite knowing it was all bull. After the coup attempt on January 6th, Tucker called Trump a demonic force, a destroyer, but he's not going to destroy us. Tucker made the same mistake everyone else who sucks up to Trump makes. He thought he could harness Trumpism and use Trump for his own ends while remaining completely unscathed. But ultimately, they all learned the same lesson. You can't let a tiger loose and not get mauled, even if it's the biggest, dumbest-looking tiger in the zoo. Ultimately, I'm like, what? Tiger's not gonna catch me. Whoa! Ultimately, Tucker's shtick caught up to him. His whole game was framing racist, conspiratorial bullshit in a just-asking-questions style, not taking responsibility for anything, but rather posing a bunch of ludicrous hypotheticals to scare his audience like this one.
Curt Schilling wrote a social media post defending Donald Trump. And in 2021, that's not allowed. You could lose your insurance for that. You could also lose your bank account, your website, your access to email and social media, your ability to communicate with the outside world, and there's nothing you can do about it because you can also lose your lawyer. No legal representation for you. How long before they cut off your water and electricity? Before UPS won't deliver your packages? And not to wreck your day, but guess what? Amazon is now one of America's biggest grocery providers. Good thing you don't need to eat.
How long until they cancel your favorite TV show and fire your favorite TV show host? And what if that TV show host is a person named Tucker Carlson? And what if it turns out that you are Tucker Carlson and you realize mid-monologue that you're talking about yourself? What happens to you then? Do you go to CNN or MSNBC? Because if you can't, because those networks already fired you, what if you have to go to Newsmax and share a dressing room with Mike Lindell and he uses pillows even though they're filled with bricks and smell like urine? And what if Newsmax refuses to hire you and Amazon refuses to deliver packages and grocery stores refuse to sell you food? And in order to survive, you have no choice but to...
eat bugs.
Now. As we mentioned. Tucker's abrupt ouster comes less than a week after Fox agreed to pay a whopping $787 million in the defamation case brought by Dominion Voting Systems for pushing Trump's deranged election lies. And they did that because they were terrified of losing Trump's audience. Now, personally, I would have loved to see a trial, mainly because it would have been so funny and cathartic to see Fox hosts like Tucker or Jeanine Pirro on the stand. The election wasn't rigged. I was just lying for ratings. Objection, Your Honor. The Bible the witness swore in on is actually a box of wine with Bible written on it in Sharpie. But that would have been bad for Fox, and Fox knew that. Rupert Murdoch himself would have been forced to testify, and based on how the deposition went, Murdoch knew that would not go well. After the deposition concluded, the general counsel of Fox Corporation tried to reassure Murdoch that he had done well. I'm just going to say it. They didn't lay a finger on you. Murdoch disagreed. He pointed a finger at the lawyer, who had questioned him for Dominion, and said, I think he would strongly disagree with that, to which the Dominion lawyer replied, indeed I do. Yeah, I would guess the last thing a Fox employee wants to see pointing their way is Rupert Murdoch's finger, a.k.a. the Reaper's scythe. That's probably how Tucker got fired. Rupert just pointed a finger at him, and Tucker said, I'll get my stuff. Rupert Murdoch has never used that bony appendage for the purposes of delivering good news. Hi, you there. That's right, you. You know what you're about to get? An edible arrangement. Says, thanks for all the hard work. Did you put the Beatles in the honeydew? Oh, good, good. Very good. But eat bugs, you So this case exposed the grimy inner workings of the right's leading propaganda network, like the fact that they all thought Trump sucked and thought his cronies were morons and weirdos. As you'll recall, one court filing in the case revealed that Tucker had said of Trump, we are very, very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait. I hate him passionately. It's so funny to me that Tucker talks like a divorcee from a soap opera. I'm so glad Alistair died in that skiing accident. I hate him passionately. Hello, darling. It's me. I'm back from the dead. And now I'm woke. But no matter how much they hated him privately, Tucker and his buddies know they have to keep Trump's base on their side, which is why they kept pretending to buddy up to Trump, which is why it was so poetic that one of Tucker's last acts as a Fox host was flying down to Florida to grovel in an interview with Trump, where he pretended to be fascinated by every word Trump uttered.
I said, Abdul, if you do anything, you're going to get hit really hard. Literally, he said, but sir, why? I wouldn't say it was a long preparation, but I did want to talk about nuclear because I consider it to be the single greatest threat the world has. A beautiful female interpreter. She was very beautiful. Today, if you say it, they'll say, this is terrible. You're not allowed to say that. But she was very professional. She spoke every word for him.
He looks like a 12-year-old listening to his older brother talking about touching a female breast for the first time.
Yeah, it was over the sweater, but still, it definitely counted. That's so cool. You're my idol.
You can see it dawning on Tucker in real time. That's the moment he thought to himself, oh, I'm going to get fired. In fact, Tucker's prophecy that Trump was a destroyer seems to be coming true because as Tucker loses his job, Trump is ascendant in the polls over his likely main rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Tucker's ouster was obviously a stunning development in the world of politics and media, but it was yet again another illustration of the core problem at the heart of GOP politics. They all try to suck up to Trump and harness Trumpism for profit or political gain, and in the end, they all get burned. In Tucker's case, he debased himself in service of Trump, but it didn't work. All he'll ever be remembered for is devoting an entire segment to a piece of candy, of which Tucker said,
she was very beautiful.
You take a collection of dumb, desperate people in middle age, hoping to keep on to their stupid TV jobs. You add scripts and some hairspray, and they just repeat the lies for you. It was not even close to an insurrection. Nicotine frees your mind, and THC makes you compliant and passive. Testicle tanning, that's crazy.
Talking to Trump is one of the great joys, one of the great animal joys.
A rock is a crappy place filled with a bunch of, you know, semi-literate,
keep
primitive
buried.
Monkey.
Shut up, racist!
Our civilization is superior.
Let's pretend for a sec that our country had a news media that was interested in bringing you the news. What were these sheep doing when you apprehended them? They call you the egg hustler. Leprechauns exist not just on cereal boxes. M&M's will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is deeply unappealing and totally androgynous.
I love women, but they're extremely primitive. They're basic.
I gotta go. You should stick to the thigh-high boots. You're better at that. Maybe the orange M&M is a secret sexist himself. Your mask is making me uncomfortable.
Why shouldn't I root for Russia,
because
which I am?
I'm not a Putin defender.
Despite what you may have heard.
We want to thank Tucker Carlson for his service to the network.
I'm sorry, I just got to take a quick break and go cry in a closet while squeezing a stuffed animal.
Who is he?
Thanks for the songs this week from Husker Du and The Clash. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Stephen Colbert, Jordan Klepper, Jake Tapper, Jimmy Kimmel, Tom Wamsgans, Mark Ravenhead, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingram, Mike Lindell, Steve Dussey, Jesse Waters, Donald Drumpf, The Late Show, Seth Meyers, Harris Faulkner, Desi Littick, Kendall Roy, Lucas Matson, and The Dude.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.